Time to look into the world of cycling. And joining us as per usual at this time on a Wednesday is Noel Sen, Sen's Jewellers. See Noel or Paul down in the Mall, in Hargraves Mall in Bendigo. Noel, good morning to you.
Morning, Robbo. How you going, mate?
Very well indeed. Now, the Road Championships held in Ballarat recently, and, well, a great performance by some of the locals, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But first up, Peter Mullins, of course, who we know is a champion. She is just great. A fantastic story of courage concerning her in the championships. Tell us about it.
Yeah, undoubtedly a good story here, Robbo. Yeah, Peter Mullins, 7 times national cycling champion. She had a big fall Friday night in the Criterium in Ballarat CBD and separated her AC joint, her shoulder, and she's getting around the sling on Saturday and had 5 physios working on her. And She rode the 145K women's road race on Sunday and finished. And she rode the whole way in the saddle. She couldn't get out of the saddle because she took the sling off the arm, got on the bike and rode seated for the whole 145Ks.
Wow.
Gritted her teeth and got on with it. So hats off to Peter Mullins. Good effort.
Absolutely. Just fantastic it was, for sure.
How did Connor do? Good morning to you, Noel, by the way. It's Steve here.
Morning, Steve.
So Connor did well.
Yeah, Connor Sens, my nephew, he did really well, Steve. He actually was in the road race break. They broke away, him and 5 other blokes, break away of 6 all day, like 140Ks. And they were away all day. And he was contesting the hill climb sprints every lap, building up points, which eventually won the King of the Mountains jersey. But when it came to the final lap, the guy who was away with Connor, Thomas Benton, his teammates bridged across and they end up dropping Connor, which is that's still okay. And so Thomas Benton and his teammates got 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and Connor got, I don't know, 10th or something like that. But he won the King of the Mountains jersey and he won the Most Aggressive Rider of the Day jersey awards. That's good. 2 jerseys to go overseas with next week or the week after.
So great. Yeah, fantastic. What's the most aggressive ride? Like, he didn't get off and punch another bloke or anything, no?
No, just the person who had a go and tried the hardest and didn't give up, I suppose.
Okay, very good, very good. In fact, though, all the Bendigonians did very, very well, particularly Patrick Eddy.
Yeah, Patrick Eddy got a bronze medal in the under-23 time trial. That was won by Luke Platt. Actually, no, sorry, I'll take that back. Luke Platt won the senior elite. The under-23. Pat Eddy got bronze medal and Connor got 7th in that too. Both those were really close to the winner, actually. They rode a really good time, both of those young blokes. So hats off to Pat Eddy and also Connor getting a 7th in that one.
Yeah.
And it was good, really good.
We've spoken of Sarah Gigante quite a bit. How did she go?
Yeah, she was dominant in the women's time trial, winning that easily by a fair way. And heavily marked in the road race, probably the strongest rider on the course in the road race, but team tactics brought her undone and finished nowhere in the road race. But the strongest rider doesn't always win when they're riding against other people, you know. So she's on her own against many other teams. Look, it was a fantastic championship. I've never seen one that good in all my life. Like, the road race on Sunday was just incredible. Nail-biting.
Yeah. And, of course, Bendigo had a paracyclist as well involved.
Sorry? A paracyclist? Is that what you said, Rob? You cut out.
Yes, that's what I said.
Mitchell Morley's one of Bendigo's juniors, had his first ride in the paracycling championships, and he got a fine 4th place. So, that's a young fella. So, good on him, Mitchell. Holding the flag for the paracyclists in Bendigo.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Noel, always good to chat. Little Begirk's in fine form today too, having a few words to say.
Yeah, it's a very happy bird. Steve, I'll have to get used to that bird chirping in the background.
Welcome, it's all right, Steve. I'm married. Anyway, it's all right. Yeah, I'm used to constant background noise. And I hope my wife isn't listening.
Terrific.
Well, she will be, mate. She will be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know that. Hey, Noel, have a great week, mate, and look forward to chatting next week.
Okay, Rob, before we go, Cam Meyer won the men's road race, 10 times world track champion. Absolutely incredible ride.
Jeepers creepers, that is fantastic. Yes, I know, I should have mentioned that earlier. So well done to him and to all involved. And Noel, you have yourself a great week down there at Sens Jewellers in Hargraves Mall.
You too, Robbo, and you too, Steve.
Thank you.
Good on you. Noel Sens looking at cycling on the wake-up call. Gold Centre Victoria.